CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, Catholic Christians of the Marua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God. Paul Kagame has been sworn in for a fourth term as Rwanda's president after winning 99% of the vote in last month's election. Team Cameroon for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris are en route to France, where they will train for 2 weeks ahead of the Games to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. Catholic faithful of the Marua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God during a pilgrimage at the Baba Simon Hill in Tokombere to mark the 50th anniversary of the Reverend's death. The Bishop of the Marua Mokolo Diocese, His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo, urged the Christians to be prayerful so as to counter any problem. Fet Nguang reports.
Songs of praise to Almighty God echoing through the surroundings of the Baba Simon Hill in Tokombere, speaking volumes about the hearty dose of the gospel that the pilgrims have just received. At the hill of the revered, there was plenty to recharge the faithful, the word of God, calling them to prayer in emulation of the prayer life of the venerable Baba Simon.
We have some problem in our country with Baba Simon. We think that this problem can be sent away. Baba Simon is the symbol of the African people who have taken for ourselves Christian life.
We are one in God, and importance is to live love in our life and to be examples for others.
On the occasion of the launch of the 50th anniversary of the Venerable's death, the Archbishop of the Marua Mokolo Parish, Monsignor Bruno Atebaido, called on the faithful to show greater commitment.
I invited all the wonderful people of God to come here today. Pray with Baba Simon to be apostle of peace, love, and reconciliation. We need peace in our region.
A momentous occasion during the pilgrimage was the appointment of a new vicar general for the Marua Mokolo Diocese, Father Christophe Idrisa, a decision welcomed with joy and gratitude by all. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
Close to 600 peer educators trained by African Synergy, the Pan-African organization established by the First Lady of Cameroon to fight AIDS and suffering are educating their peers about HIV and AIDS and STDs. The initiative, which started in 2003, is one of the many programs carried out by Mrs. Chantal Bia to ensure an AIDS-free generation in the country. In the following report, Ayimbile zooms in on the efforts made by the spouse of the President of the Republic to roll back HIV and AIDS in Cameroon and beyond.
Historic is what best describes the impact of Cameroon's First Lady on continuous efforts to address HIV and AIDS in the country. An over two-decade-long fight, which in December of the year 2000 took Mrs. Chantal Bia to the daycare unit of the Yaoundé Central Hospital, a space established to exclusively care for patients infected with HIV. And at that time, when most would turn away in fear from them, the First Lady bypassed protocol and with her bare hands shook the hands of not one, but all nine patients with HIV who on that day had come to the daycare unit for follow-up. At a stroke, Madame Bia had punctured the widely held belief that HIV could be spread by skin-to-skin contact, a prejudice that had led to AIDS sufferers being treated as outcasts. In effect, many people at that time did not properly understand how HIV and AIDS was transmitted. Madame Chantal Bia's actions thus helped to change the public's perception of how to behave around people with positive diagnosis. A simple act of human kindness felt in Cameroon and beyond multiplied over the years, and which has seen the creation of the Chantal Bia Foundation, the African Synergy, and the CIRCB, the Reference Research Center on HIV and AIDS, established by the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Bia. Their actions, among others, antiretroviral drug testing, screening, follow-up for HIV pregnant women and exposed babies, as well as prevention of mother-to-child transmission and mass sensitization campaigns that have contributed to a remarkable reduction in the prevalence of HIV from 5.6 to 2.7%, with projections indicating a possible further reduction to 2.3% by 2025. A journey that has hardly ended for the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, whose desire to comfort people is keeping her on a path to ending one of the most deadliest pandemics of all times.
Ayimbile reporting. And the Permanent Secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee has called on youths in Cameroon to take advantage of the First Lady's AIDS-free holiday campaign and adopt responsible sexual behavior that would help to minimize the risks of transmission of HIV amongst them. In an interview with CRTV, Dr. Joseph Fokam regretted that a significant decrease in the HIV mortality and morbidity rate in Cameroon has led to an increase in the unprotected sex among the youths, increasingly exposing them to HIV. Hear him.
With the advent of antiretroviral therapy nowadays, you are able to control your HIV infection. You are able to control the infection to a stage whereby you can no more transmit. We call this U equals to U. So once your viral load for HIV is undetectable, you as a person, you are also untransmissible for your HIV. You can no more transmit the virus. So nowadays, we have seen, with all this scientific revolution, we have seen a significant decline in terms of HIV mortality. We have seen a significant decline in terms of HIV morbidity, so people are no more sick. And that's why today, in contrast to the past, if you are HIV positive, it doesn't mean you are an AIDS patient. Nowadays, HIV is no more equal to AIDS. So an HIV patient nowadays is just a simple carrier of a virus that is like a companion to him. He lives with that companion without any harm, provided he takes his antiretroviral drugs. And consequently, the new generation of Cameroonians, it is also so similar in other countries, they don't know HIV as a fatal disease. They don't know HIV as a serious issue. So in this context where HIV is no more a major killer, we are seeing our younger generation going back to those poor practices, exposing themselves back to HIV. And that's why we really want to emphasize, for the Cameroonian context, we did AIDS-free holiday to make sure we, the adult, who have been aware of the danger of HIV, we, that generation where we have experienced mortalities within our families, within our neighbors, within our friends, within our colleagues, we really want to let them know HIV is a serious disease. If you have HIV and you are not on treatment, the risk of mortality is substantially the same as what we have seen in those past years. And for this reason, we really want to accompany this youth for them to adopt very good practice, for them to minimize their risk of HIV exposure as well, having in mind that about 30% of these new infections occurs also in this younger generation of Cameroonians. So we really want to laud the effort of the First Lady, Madam Chantal Biya, for ensuring that government authorities make sure the younger generation gain enough awareness, gain enough consciousness on the risks they are having by having this moral decadence practice in the community and its association with HIV infection if nothing is being done. So we really hope that this effort being put in place is also going to reduce the risk of HIV transmission in our community, and that Cameroon will also take an advantage to achieve HIV elimination by 2030 thanks to this initiative.
Irish potato farmers in Bay Santa subdivision in the Northwest region have resolved to step up the production of Irish potatoes, which is one of their main cash crops. They took the decision during the exhibition of numerous hybrid seeds by French-born expert in Irish potato seeds area, Christopher Hafiu. Kolde Ndofuke Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Santa subdivision is one of the main production hubs of the Northwest region, remarkable in the mass production of Irish potatoes, carrot, cabbage, and green spices that are sold in all the main markets of Cameroon, with markets in Gabon, Nigeria, Equatorial Guinea and Central African Republic. Christopher Mugo is manager of Santa Farmers Group.
We are focused on organic manure because it is dry and very tasteful. This product that you see, we sell them locally and we export them.
Mr. Ngapu Maurice is an Irish potato farmer.
To have a good result in the farm, you need good seed, you need a lot of experience.
Apart from Diamant potato seed, registered in Cameroon, French-born Asira Christopher Hafid is expert in Irish potato seeds.
We displayed six types of seeds, which was just a small trials. So we have six varieties, which are really the top ones for African country.
The duration of Irish potato seeds, when planted, it takes between 3 to 4 months to get ready for harvest. Call Day Ndofuko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Traditional rulers from different parts of Cameroon have tabled a plea to the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, for more opportunities to be awarded to the indigenous people as part of measures to protect their rights and heritage. They were speaking during a ceremony organized by the Cameroon Human Rights Commission in Limbe, aimed at celebrating the efforts of fallen national heroes who defended the interest of the nation during the colonial era. Kangeleon Caesar reports from CRTV Southwest.
This year's national event to honor the fallen heroes was broad-based and featured traditional authorities drawn from different parts of the country. The occasion was an opportunity for the paramount ruler of Limbe, His Royal Highness John Ilufamanga Williams, to reiterate the need for the protection of the rights of locals.
This message is very direct to the head of state to see into the needs of the traditional authorities. We want to thank them, and in thanking them, ask for more opportunities so that the rights of the indigenous people through their respective traditional authorities can, of course, be protected, maintained, and preserved for future generations.
From the perspective of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission, the chairperson, Professor James Mwangu Kobila, explains that they are ready to accompany the indigents in Cameroon to lasting solutions for their problems.
We acknowledge their existence. We have seen their tears, and we are ready to lead advocacy so that their difficulties and problems find appropriate solutions.
From the likes of Kova Likinyer of Boya to Lamido Buba of Garoua, the authorities say these legends who fought for the preservation and independence of fatherland will forever be intertwined with the culture and history of Cameroon. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
Over 10 million CFA francs has been raised to finance development projects in Bambi Bacham Bambutu's division of the West Region. This amount was made public at the grand finale of the 42nd Bambi Bacham Cultural and Sports Week this Saturday. The traditional and ancestral ruler of Bambi Bacham people, His Majesty Rene Kene, presided over the closing ceremony that was attended by a host of dignitaries, amongst them the mayor of Bacham Council, Barrister Chinda Pierre. Our West Regional correspondent Isaac Ngonkum tells us more.
These sons and daughters of Bambi Bacham in the Bambutus came from far and near to answer the call of community patriotism as they celebrated their cultural heritage under the guidance of His Majesty Roger Kene, traditional ruler and ancestral guide of the Bambi Bacham people. For 1 week, the organizers of this 42nd edition of the Congress say it was a total success with over 10 million CFA francs raised. Emmanuel Fekeng is a member of the organizing committee.
Our objective was to gather the population to motivate them to raise funds in order to achieve development project. Now that fund has been raised, we should give funds to the development committee so that they can continue their projects of profiling roads so that a population, as I have said formally, can be moved to place with their products and send their product to the market with many facilities.
The grand finale was spiced with a cultural and sports jamboree, crowned with the final of the mini football tournament that saw Bambi Semans Football Club of Bafoussam take their sweet revenge on Bambi Esperance Football Club of Douala, beating them 5-4 in post-match penalties after a 1-1 tie in regular time. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bambi Bacham.
The enlarged conference on budgetary programming and associated performance opens in Yaoundé this Monday. It will be launched by the Minister of Finance, Luipo Mutaze, and that of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. Ahead of the event, Ngu Henry, in the following analysis, says one of the expected results of the 10-day conclave is to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon between the year 2025, between the period 2025 and 2028.
Jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, the Budget and Commitment Plan conferences are a framework for presenting not only the budgeted programs in line with the orientations resulting from the notification of the budget envelopes, but also the structuring of the programs after the distribution of credits, building on the achievements of the enlarged conferences on budgeting, programming, and associated performance. The administrations will take into account all the observations and implement all the recommendations made concerning the preparation of their 2025 budget, ensure that by reframing their programming to the budget envelope allocated to their various ministries under the final medium-term budgetary frameworks, the major balances and strategic and orientation options decided upon during the budget orientation debate are not distorted or modified. The conferences that kick off this Monday will also ensure that the administrations have adjusted their resource chains in accordance with the level of resources allocated to them. The conclave that will last for 10 days is to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon from the year 2025 to 2028.
Cameroon will tomorrow join other countries to commemorate the 2024 edition of the International Youth Day. The official event at the National Museum in Yaoundé will be chaired by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu. Celebrations of this year's event are looking at the progress youths have made in the digital sector towards sustainable development. And after tomorrow's event at the National Museum, Minister Mununa Futsu will head to Ibulova, from where he is expected to launch the second phase of the National Civic Education Caravan as a build-up to the official end of the training of 1,500 conscripts of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development for the current fiscal year. Dr. Tausi, Director General of the agency, makes an evaluation of the training this far.
The aim is to strengthen the feeling of patriotism, economic patriotism, so that the young people who will be the citizens of tomorrow can cultivate the spirit of made in Cameroon and be capable of adopting attitudes and behaviors that lead them to love, respect, and value this entire production of cultural and economic goods. This year training is take place in the 10 region and involve a total of 1,500 young people. There's a real enthusiasm on the part of young people who want to take part in this training. We also know that the various parties involved, that is the parent and the institution that supervise the young people, are increasingly aware of what civic service training is all about, and that's why the mobilization operation are becoming easier and easier.
The Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Dr. Tausi, is speaking there. Followers of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party in the Averba as a subsection in Ja and Lobo 1 section in Sangmelima have been encouraged to enroll massively on the electoral lists before the 31st of August deadline. This was during a mobilization meeting during which mobile teams of the Elections Cameroon facilitated the registration of some sympathizers. Clarence Aze completes that story.
It was a massive mobilization at the Agbaba Earth Chief's Palace Saturday. CPDM militants, sympathizers and villagers answered present to the call of the subsection president, William Ango Eba, who wanted to review the readiness of the electorate of the locality ahead of upcoming polls. The Agbaba CPDM subsection president and other members of the elite like Eric Paul Mvomeba invited mobile teams of Elections Cameroon and the National Civil Status Registration Office, BUNEC, who on the spot sensitized the population and enrolled many people. The bureau members of the Agbaba Ace subsection, noticing the interest of the population to massively vote next year, encouraged supporters to keep endorsing their party chairman, President Paul Biya. Another highlight of the event was an interreligious prayer session during which clergy and Muslim clerics implored the Almighty for a peaceful electoral process in Cameroon. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Agbaba Ace, San Milima.
Supporters of the New Popular Movement Party under the auspices of their president, André Banda Kani, have embarked on a two-day exercise to change Cameroon. This is as they meet in Douala for their third National Congress. The event kicked off on the 10th of August 2024 under the theme "For an Exceptional Action of the Only True God in Favor of Cameroon." Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla of CRTV Literal reports that discussions are centered on how God can help Cameroon overcome social ills like corruption.
Many social ills observed in Cameroon in recent years have negatively impacted the image of the country, a reality far from being a fatality, which, according to the president of the New Popular Movement, André Banda Kani, can be corrected through divine intervention. This third national congress of the political party that held under the theme "For an Exceptional Action of the Only True God in Favor of Cameroon" was thus an opportunity to advocate for the return of true values. The inaugural debate between Hervé Emmanuel Com of the CPDM party and the philosopher Freddy Linky enabled the militants to better evaluate the achievements and challenges of President Paul Biya at the helm of power. According to Hervé Emmanuel Com, issues of governance under the Biya regime can be addressed in three ways, notably institutional development, economic and social development, as well as freedom. The Congress was also a forum for the NMP party to reaffirm its sovereignty and pan-Africanist position on many issues of geopolitics as well as national politics. The president of the party, André Banda Kani, explained that their policy is to rebuild mentalities and consciences. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
22 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Paul Kagame has been sworn in for a fourth term as Rwanda's president after winning 99% of the vote in last month's election. While some hail Mr. Kagame for bringing peace and stability to his country after the 1994 genocide, others accuse him of running a repressive regime in a country where ordinary people are afraid to openly criticize him. Rights groups say the margin of his electoral victory is proof of the lack of democracy in Rwanda. Only two candidates were allowed to stand against Mr. Kagame in this year's election, which took place on the 15th of July. U.S. President Joe Biden says he dropped out of his re-election bid because he feared that the inter-party battle over his candidacy would be a real distraction for Democrats and that his highest priority was to defeat Donald Trump in November. In his first interview since quitting the race, Mr. Biden, aged 81, said he had no serious problem with his health. He blamed his poor debate performance on being sick at the time, brushing off any concern about his age. The U.S. president pledged to campaign for Kamala Harris, saying he was going to do whatever his vice president thinks he could do to help most. In sports, Team Cameroon for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris are en route to France, where they will train for 2 weeks ahead of the games to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. Harrison Ashutiko sums up their appraisal of the first phase of their training that took place in Yaoundé.
The two taekwondo elites, Dazi Marie Antoinette and Chemoni Tekam Gilan, that make up the Paralympic team of Cameroon, are high-spirited after the first phase of their training in Yaoundé. two-time African champion in the K44 to 67 kilogram category in Taekwondo. Dazzy Marie Antoinette is the flag bearer of the team.
I'm not alone in that challenge. I can give all the best, what I can do better and enjoy it. I'm not stressed about that. I just have to enjoy and leave God do the job.
Mingletama Giselle Alet Mawe Fokao and Yves Noah Batifi, who will be competing in para powerlifting, short puts and high jump, trained two times daily in the last 2 weeks prior to this Sunday's trip to Paris, as outlined by the coach of the powerlifter, Chiffin Constance.
In the hotel, we do leave for reinforcement. We were going to GP Melin and ENGS. Mangetama Giselle, she has been competing in para powerlifting at the level of Fenasud, where she has always been the champion. And we have been going for world championship. And the last competition we went was in Mexico, where she got gold medal for less than 73 kilograms. And in Commonwealth Games 2022, she came out fourth.
While handing Cameroon's flag to the Paralympic team this Friday, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, stressed on the need for the elites to put up a good performance in the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
Harrison Ashutiku reporting. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Catholic Christians of the Marua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God. Paul Kagame has been sworn in for a fourth term as Rwanda's president after winning 99% of the vote in last month's election. Team Cameroon for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris are en route to France, where they will train for 2 weeks ahead of the Games to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. CRTV News.